Over the span of just 6 days, the Broncos dropped 2 games after falling behind early, clawing back to within a possession, but eventually running out of time. But at 1-2, and with the calendar not even flipped to October yet, there's no panic here at Dove Valley, just a sense of urgency that this week's game can go a long way to getting the team back on track.
I mean, it's early in the season. We're 1-2. We expected to be, 3-0 right now, but I mean that's not the case. So we have to play the cards that we're dealt. I mean, we can look at it as a must-win game, but I mean it's early in the season. I mean, we know we have to win this game. It's going to be beneficial to us if we finish 2-2 rather than 1-3.
Big division game, first division game of the year. So if we can get this win and come out, be 1-0 in the division, and then we don't want to be that team to go win one and lose 3 in a row. We need a win. It's a big win.
The Broncos lost all 3 division games here at home last year, but they won all 3 on the road. And with division rival Oakland now coming to town, Sunday is the perfect opportunity for the team to get a win and right the record at 2-2.
But you'd like to be able to defend your home field. When you play at home, you feel like there's, because of the crowd here and the noise, that place was rocking there at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. You'd like to be able to kind of reward those fans with a win when you have it. So especially these division games, because division games are tough on the road, and so you like to be able to win the ones at home.
The potential return of starting guard Chris Cooper could help do just that. Cooper has been sidelined since fracturing his forearm back on August 14th and is practicing this week as the team preps for the Raiders.
Yeah, I haven't seen him smile that big in a while, so that's good. He's been battling through a couple different injuries, and so it's always good to see those guys out there.
From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.